ocean farming of shellfish, salmon, and other saltwater species. Today is the last day of free trade talks between the U.S. and South Korea. Negotiators say they're optimistic the landmark agreement will be ready for signing by the end of the month. The deal will be the largest U.S. trade agreement since the passage of NAFTA in 1993. This is the Quality News Network. President Bush has authorized the deployment of 4,400 more troops to Iraq above and beyond the 21,500 included in the so-called Iraqi security surge. He's also sending 3,500 more troops to Afghanistan. The president has asked Congress for an estimated $3.2 billion to pay for the additional deployments. According to the Federal Office of Management and Budget, some of that funding will come from cuts in education, agriculture, transportation, and housing. The Los Angeles Times reports today the Pentagon is working on a new plan to be put into place if the president's surge strategy fails. The plan includes a gradual withdrawal of U.S. troops and greater stress on training Iraqi forces. Two U.S. soldiers were killed yesterday in northern Iraq, one of them in a car accident. Also, a U.S. Marine died yesterday in combat in the Anbar province. In Baghdad, hundreds of mourners gathered today for the funerals of 32 Shia pilgrims killed yesterday when a suicide car bomber rammed a truck carrying them from religious commemoration. Also today, a roadside bomb targeting a government convoy killed three and wounded one. 21 bodies have been found in Baghdad neighborhoods. UN investigators today issued a blistering report accusing the Sudanese government of direct involvement in murder, rape, and kidnapping in the troubled Darfur region. The team urged the international community to intervene immediately. In Orange County, California, firefighters are battling an out-of-control brush fire sparked yesterday by a burning car. More than 2,000 acres have been blackened, 500 homes are threatened, more than 1,200 residents have been evacuated. Today, Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel is expected to announce his candidacy for the Republican nomination for president. Television actor and former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson told Fox News this weekend he is also considering running in the Republican primary for president. In Maryland, one man has pleaded guilty and two others have been charged in a kickback scam involving federal contracts at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Court documents say that for more than 2 years, an official steered contracts to two civilians in exchange for a 10% kickback. After 45 years in politics, French President Jacques Chirac has announced he is retiring. The 74-year-old Chirac leaves office in May.
Hugh Hauser talks to customers of First National, South Valley, and San Benito Banks, local members of the network of preferred community banks.
We're here to talk with people about their business banking.
What are you looking for in your business bank?
Somebody that can offer me services such as car loans, equipment loans, leases, a line of credit.
And do you think because they're local, they understand your needs better than a bigger bank would?
Yes, I think they're really aware of the community and are here to help the small business people.
So it's a local bank with big bank services?
Absolutely. They're here on a regular basis to make sure if there's any other services they can provide, they're here to talk about it.
Now, it's a community bank, but it's part of a network of banks.
We searched out a bank that would have the flexibility and the understanding of our needs and a willingness to spend the time doing that.
Above and Beyond Banking from the network of preferred community banks. Available locally at First National Bank of Central California, South Valley National Bank, and San Benito Bank.
The Bush administration announced today it will allow aquaculture farms in federal waters for the first time. Permits will be issued for ocean farming of shellfish, salmon, and other saltwater species. Today is the last day of free trade talks between the U.S. and South Korea. Negotiators say they're optimistic the landmark agreement will be ready for signing by the end of the month. The deal will be the largest U.S. trade agreement since the passage of NAFTA in 1993. Halliburton will move its corporate headquarters from Houston to Dubai, the oil services company says the move will facilitate its work in the Middle East and Asia. The weekend opening of the movie 300 set a record as the best March debut in Hollywood history. The movie made more than $70 million. More people saw the movie this weekend than saw all the other top 10 movies combined. Ford Motors is expected to announce the sale of its Aston Martin unit today. The Wall Street Journal says a private investor group led by auto racing entrepreneur David Richards is set to acquire the iconic brand for $870 million. Daimler Chrysler is recalling 500,000 Dodge Durango and Jeep Liberty SUVs. The company says the electrical problems in them have caused fires in both models. Light sweet crude is trading at $59.28 a barrel. You can find more at qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
Live from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
All right, everybody, wake up. Get up. It's Monday. Time to start a new week. Damn it. Time to start a new week. And I realize, you know, in this day and age, the weeks don't mean the same as they used to. I mean, it used to be really you can count on working your job 9 to 5 and then get off Saturday and Sunday. But nowadays, most people work at least one day on the weekend. I don't know about most, but a lot of people work at least one day on the weekends because you have a lot more service-oriented jobs now than you used to. Back then, our base was manufacturing. Now it's like, you want fries with that? You want fries with that? That, ladies and gentlemen, is the career choice of all too many people in this country. How's everybody doing? My name, ladies and gentlemen, is Joe Vecchio, and yes, I am awake. It's 9 o'clock Sunday morning. Actually, technically, it's 8 o'clock after having moved the clocks again. I had to do it manually this time on the computer because it was like a month earlier than we usually do it. So I had to do it manually, and it'll probably jump forward another hour at the time when it's supposed to move up, so I'm going to have to move it back an hour again later. What a pain in the butt. It took me 3 hours to recuperate, ladies and gentlemen, from the physical stress of changing my clock for 1 hour. No, it didn't. Spring has arrived here in Chicago, finally. It was in the 50s over the weekend, and it's supposed to be into the 60s during the week today. It's supposed to be a little rainy, and I got to go out today. And I hate being out in the rain. I hate being out. And what was that I heard just now on the news about this movie 300? Like, made $70 million, and it's like more than the other top 10 movies combined. And I'm like, what in the name of God is going on with people? I was looking at commercials for this saying, this looks like one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my life. Now, for those of you who aren't aware, who have been apparently living under a rock, and even I have been paying attention to this, 300 is based upon a comic book by Frank Miller, a graphic novel, who was mostly famous for Batman Returns, which started, actually, all the Batman stuff, the Batman live-action movie and the Batman animated series, blah, blah, blah. All of that came out. All of that came out on in the late 80s and really, you know, brought out the old style Batman, the darker, you know, Batman. But 300 is about the Battle of Thermopylae, at least in theory. I haven't seen the movie, and I have no intention of seeing the movie. The Battle of Thermopylae is one of three battles that I generally point to as being the most important battles in human history, at least from the point of view of freedom is concerned, because it was the battle of the Greeks to stay free against the Persian army, which had a lot more people. Thermopylae, Salamis, a Marathon before that, and then you can add Plataea, which was the battle that happened after the winter there, but really everything was pretty much settled in Salamis. The point is, for those of you not familiar with the battle, there were 300 or so Spartans with 800 other allies who held the pass against the Persians for 3 days, and they were finally defeated when a traitorous Greek showed the Persians another pass to get around, and they basically surrounded King Leonidas and his Spartan men. Now, the Spartans were the best fighting men of their time. There was no question about it. They were the fighting force until basically until, well, until they started getting their asses kicked later on. But basically at that time, there was no comparing how tough they were. Until Alexander the Great's army came around, and it had a good mix of Macedonians and Greeks from everywhere. At least I think that, anyway. At any rate, apparently they've turned it into this big wild thing, and it's mostly computer graphics, as usual with movies today, which is, I don't like a lot of movies. It's all glitz and no substance. But what really disturbs me, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what really disturbs me about this whole thing. Now, you know, I talk about the Chicken Hawk Brigade in the Republican Party, the guys that scream war, 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 and don't want to fight. And that's, you know, that's cowardly, and people like that don't deserve any kind of place in our national discourse, in my opinion. But what's worse, ladies and gentlemen, what's worse are young kids who get all fired up for this and go to war and thinking it's, you know, like some big freaking video game. I was in one of my political chat rooms the other day, and I had some 18-year-old kid who took the nickname Leonidas. If you've never been to the chat room, you can choose a nickname. And this kid is going on about, oh, I love Sparta. I'm going to get a Sparta tattoo and all this, and you know. And I said, kid, you got no idea. You have nothing about Sparta. You know nothing about Sparta. I said, you know, did you know they killed their own kids? Oh yeah, yeah. If they were weak, they left them out in the cliffs to die. You know, and they threw them off a cliff. And you know, and it's like, and I'm like, dude, you know, I can't, you know, you can't, you know, when you're 18 years old, ladies and gentlemen, you know everything. As many of you who have been 18 years old, you know, understand that you kind of reach a peak in your life when you hit about 17, 18 years old is when you realize, you know, I know everything. There is not a thing in the world that I do not know. And that continues on until maybe you're like 25, 26, and then, you know, depending on what type of upbringing you've had, of course, George W. Bush is still 18 years old and knows everything. And you get to a certain point, though, if for mature, sane people, you know, you get to where we say, you know, I don't think I know as much as I thought I did. And the older you get, ladies and gentlemen, as you mature, if you really are maturing, the older you get, the more you realize, the less you know. Because I'm 45 years old now, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm a freaking idiot. But this kid came up with saying, I just want, you know, I said, you know, if you want, I could point you to a recruiter. He said, hey, I'm going to sign up as soon as I get my diploma, man. I'm gone. I said, and then he said, I just want to kill somebody legally before this war is over. And I'm like, oh, my God. And the other people in the chat room are like, why are you being mean to this person? Why are you dissing him? And all I'm thinking is, you know, this guy is maybe going to go into Iraq, and he, you know, and I'm telling, look, kid, I'm a veteran. You don't want any part of this if you don't have to. You know, he said, I bet you're against the Iraq War and against, you were against Vietnam too. And Vietnam happened, you know, 20 years before this kid was born. And, you know, yeah, I was never a combat veteran because, well, you know, you weren't a combat veteran, so you have no authority to talk to me about it. And first of all, when this kid gets into basic training, and especially if he's going to go into the Marines or whatever, you know, the drill sergeant's going to kick his ass because they understand that the worst soldiers, the worst soldiers in the world are the ones that want to go out there and kill. Those are the worst soldiers because those guys are just nuts. My roommate was telling me, and God, this just kind of creeped me out, but it was just funny the way he said it. He was talking about a friend of his that went over to Vietnam that he knew, and his whole attitude was like, no one's going to get me. I'm coming back from this alive. And he apparently just, if anybody moved, you know, that was Vietnamese, he just shot him. I'm not talking about going out on the fields in patrol, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently he was this way, like in Saigon. Someone looked at him funny, boom, just shoot him or her. He was finally discharged for being just a little too nutso. And the guy had all sorts of alcohol problems. And this kid, you know, he's talking about, you know, getting a tattoo. And, you know, kids today, they get all the tattoos and stuff like that. And I keep thinking, when these people are like 60 or 70 years old, they're going to look at these tattoos and say, what was I thinking? You were thinking you were 18 years old. That's what you were thinking. But I feel bad for this kid because he's probably going to go to Iraq and get killed or kill somebody and realize that it's not a video game, and maybe that the people that they're killing have families that rely upon them. Well, we'll see, I guess. I don't know if this kid is actually going to sign up or not, but it really kind of scares me. You know, the kid had seen the movie 6 times in 2 days, and he got all, I saw this movie. Maybe I show him Grapes of Wrath 6 times in 2 days, and then he'll want to do some social work. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to take our little first break here. We got our Beatles break coming up. If you want to give me a call, the number to call is 1-877-443-2366. 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. Talk to me about this if you think there's something sick about what that kid was going through. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here in the Head On Radio Network.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
As I understand the conflict right now between the president's bill and the one supported by the Democrats, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, is that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the Democrats say that the bill, the standards we use, should be the standards that are the same as the treaty we signed, the Geneva Convention signed after World War II that every civilized nation follows. And the president is saying, that restricts me too much. That's too humane. I want to be able to do other things. I won't say what they are, but sources tell us that things like waterboarding, you know, drowning people, putting them in 50-degree weather. And the question, I think, is should we hold the United States to the same standards that England holds itself to, that Canada holds itself to, that other civilized nations hold themselves to?
Get the view from inside the Beltway with Mark Levine on the Radio Inside Scoop. Right here, 2 to 3 p.m. weekdays on the Head On Radio Network.
Hey, have you got a minute?
Huh?
I'm going to say a word. You tell me what comes to mind. Are you ready?
Okay.
Tchaikovsky.
Gesundheit. Okay, what's the word?
No, see, that is the word. What does Tchaikovsky make you think of?
I don't know. Allergy season?
Hey there, how you doing?
What's up?
Who's Martha Graham?
She invented the graham cracker.
No kidding.
Yeah. Before her, there was only soda crackers.
Hard to imagine. Hey, young lady.
Yeah?
Does the name Man Ray mean anything to you?
Duh. The man ray is a kind of poisonous jellyfish, and it lives in the Gulf of Mexico.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's very deadly.
Are your kids as well-rounded as they could be? Kids who participate in the arts do better in school and in life. To learn more about the value of arts education, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Because all kids should get to appreciate Tchaikovsky's music, Martha Graham's dance, and Man Ray's photography. Art. Ask for more. A public service message brought to you by Americans for the Arts and the Ad Council.
This is The Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, we're back here on the Cup of Joe Radio Show. Once again, I'm your not-so-humble host, Joe Vecchio, voice of the working man's thinking man, voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. Once again, the number to call in, 1-877-443-2366, 1-877-4-HEAD-ON, and if you want to give me an email, the email is joe@cupjoe.com. And you can go to my site, although to be perfectly honest, I haven't posted anything since last Sunday. Not yesterday, week before last. I have actually been concentrating on real life issues and not as much on my blog. Not that anybody reads my damn blog anyway. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Kevin from Washington on line one. Kevin, how are you doing? Listen, are you from Washington State or Washington, D.C.? I keep meaning to ask you.
Washington, D.C.
You're from D.C., okay.
The belly of the beast, you can say.
The belly of the beast. You're one of those inside the Beltway pundits, right?
No, but they're around me. Well, you know, I just want to say, the other night I was watching a documentary on John Lennon during the height of... Not imagine, but during the height of his, you know, politically active war, anti-war years, which was mm-hmm. like from 69 to 72, 73, when he did mm-hmm. the bedding and all that. And,
right.
And I was just thinking, because I'm a huge Beatles, huge John Lennon fan. You know, I grew up with them.
As am I.
Yeah, and I just wonder, when he got shot, if you notice the time period, and I swear, the right wing had something to do with it. I really do, because had he been alive today, you would not be finding young men like that kid you were talking to.
No, I think young men like that have existed every single time in our period.
But
they just it just unnerves me to run into them.
Yeah, but I think John Lennon would have still had enough charisma. He would have been older, but he would have still had enough charisma to be the opposite of what the Bush years did, because I'm 35 years old, so I'm young enough but yet older than the next generation, so I'm somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm old enough to be your younger brother, but old enough to be, let's say, your son's nephew, to give him a bit of what, but not too old. You know, and I would say that, you know, growing up, since 1980, there's been a militarization of, like, my generation and Generation Y and this other generation coming up, because I remember the toys when I was growing up, the G.I. Joe dolls, and they would show nonstop G.I. Joe. This was during the Reagan years and stuff. Non-stop.
Oh, I remember.
And I just think, you know, had John Lennon still been alive, he would have had enough charisma to be the antithesis of the Reagan, you know.
Maybe not. I really don't know, because I think the entire country overall was being manipulated into it. I think I don't think the government had anything to do with shooting Lennon, because I think just Mark David Chapman was just a crazy guy.
But he had a lot of right wing kind of beliefs, and who knows?
Oh yeah. But that doesn't mean, you know, there's a difference between a guy who was inspired by right wing rhetoric and a guy who was directly associated. See what I'm saying? It's not like he was a hitman or anything. But I can certainly think. I don't know much about Mark David Chapman, but if he was like listening to all this pro-war stuff and anti-dirty freaking hippie stuff, then yeah, I can see where he can get inspired by it. If inspired is the right word, influenced maybe is a better word. But you know, I didn't really when I was that age, when I was growing up at that time, and I remember when Lennon was shot. I really didn't think too much about, you know, the anti-war stuff, because quite frankly, it was before my years of political, knowledge or political maturity.
Yeah.
And
my
parents didn't really talk much about the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Political enlightenment.
Yeah. You know, my parents didn't talk about the Vietnam War, and I didn't get politically aware until much later in life, maybe about 10 years after that, I started becoming a political aware. And actually, the first thing I noticed, and I noticed it almost immediately, was that Republicans were just a-holes.
Oh, yeah.
People who were Republican supporters, they were just like, yeah, there's a drunk on the street, let's kick him. Ah, wasn't that fun? And I'm like, Jesus, dude, lighten up.
I remember, like, I used to see, you know, these white kids from the suburbs, like, during the 80s, New York City had a homeless problem.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some freezing winters. They would throw buckets of cold water on them. You know, it's like, how awful can you be? You know,
only white kids in the suburbs could do stuff like that, because they're so insulated from everything else. Mm-hmm. You know, they have no idea how well they had it, and they got that way because of liberal policies. But you know, tell them, and you know, then that's where you wind up with these kids like Sparta rules. Sparta!
You know, like, I'm the same guy who told you about my little story growing up, you know, how union labor, you know, you remember a few days back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just that, that suburban lifestyle, and I don't want my kids growing up like that. Because unfortunately, there are black kids who are growing up like those kids now.
Right, right.
And, you know, and when I think about it, it's just, I don't know, it's a scary thing to me. I would not.
Well, you know, I live in Chicago, and technically I live inside the city, but well, where I live, I wouldn't call it a suburb, but it's still part of Chicago, and it's really not. You know, it's not downtown, mostly because I couldn't afford to live anywhere closer to downtown than where I'm at right now. If I had that kind of money, I'd probably move closer to, say, like Wrigleyville, because I'd love to be by Wrigley Field. Mm-hmm. But I would want to live a little closer to downtown. But I don't know if it's a better place to raise a kid or not. But the problem with the suburbs is that you get so insulated from stuff, and it's really sickening. And even the suburbs out here in Chicago are still much richer and much more diverse than you're going to talk about, like the suburbs of Atlanta. Where I spend a lot of time, or the suburb. Maybe I don't know much about Washington D.C. What your situation
diverse.
Is out
they're
there.
Pretty diverse because I live in a suburb of Washington now, and you'll see all kinds of people. But it's just,
right.
You know, it's not even about color. It's more about rich and poor.
Right, right. Well, that's really what it's always been about, and the race has been part of it because traditionally speaking, blacks have been among the poorest of us throughout our history. But it's because, you know, the poor, stupid rednecks who got suckered into fighting the Civil War, because the Civil War had nothing to do with their freedoms. It had to do with the freedoms of the people above them to oppress them.
Who pretty much managed to get their money out, the real Southern elite, got
right.
money out of the South and moved to comfortable lives up in New York and New England and London and Brazil and all those other countries.
Right.
You know, because there's this place up in the Adirondacks, which the Southern elite used to go into a lot.
They used to go to the Jewish clubs up there. No, just kidding.
No. But,
and they'd see Shecky Shapiro doing a little comedy routine. Hey, how about them Schwartzes, huh?
No,
I don't think it worked that way. No, I'm just making stuff up now.
Yeah, but it amazes me. And like I said, I would not want another generation to grow up the way we did, and hopefully the worm will turn. I think Walter Reed was the insult to injury, and people are starting to wake up. Because
we've been saying that for ages, and I agree that the scandals that are coming out now are some pretty big scandals. You know,
one after the other.
Oh, it's like you've got four big ones going on at the same time. You've got, you know, you had the Libby trial, you've got the firing of the prosecutors, and you've got the Walter Reed, and of course the Iraq thing is still going on. That's still a major scandal.
Yeah, and it's all interlinked. But I think the Walter Reed. Okay, these aren't black people who got ethnically cleansed out of New Orleans.
Right.
You know,
these are
brown people. These were white, all-American kids for the most part.
Well, it's not like blacks aren't all-American. You know, I know you're an African-American, and I don't understand what you're saying, but really, I listened to that, and I was like, wait a minute, blacks aren't all-Americans?
No, yeah, well, they are, too, but, you know, I'm talking from the image of...
Yeah, right, right. The Aryan types, you know, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, you know...
But, you know, sometimes you got to get into their world to see what they're seeing to really.
That's what it seems like. I mean, you know, nothing. You know, I watch these cop shows sometimes, and like, especially if you're looking like a Columbo, some of the older shows, and all the victims were like these really, really rich people, and I'm like, why should we care more about them? You know, while he's investigating this one case, you know, 22 poor people in Harlem or in the South Side of L.A. just got whacked. You know.
Oh yeah, well, in Florida. I'll tell you where I used to live. All you need is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl to disappear, and the whole state is out there.
Oh, yeah.
God knows if any black and brown. Not a big deal.
It was, and they had that whole thing about the woman who went. You know, this is before a lot of the terrorist stuff started happening seriously. And the whole thing, I used to call it, where are the white women at? from Blazing Saddles with Cleavon Little coming out. Where are the white women at?
Oh, that's funny.
And that's basically what it was. And you know the whole, and if you remember before 9/11, they were talking about Chandra Levy, who had disappeared, the congressman's aide who had disappeared, or was he a congressman? But no, and it's like, can you focus on anything less specific? Oh, and shark attacks. That's another thing they were focused on. Well, you know, somebody was attacked by a shark. Well, you know, there really isn't any statistical abnormality about this. It happens every year. It's not happening anymore this year. But there was a big shark attack. Don't go in the water, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big shark attack.
Yeah, but it's just, I think hopefully this will turn a new page.
I hope so, but you know, I look at history and you know, and I hate to be pessimistic, and I know how you feel, and I certainly want it to be better, But I honestly believe that things have to get a lot worse before they get any better. And I think we need to see some major, major stuff happening
before things get any better. Rich people. I thought 9/11 was enough.
No, I thought that the 2000 election would have been enough, but and 9/11 was just Reichstag, basically. You know, the excuse that the people needed to get their power.
Because so. It was mostly affluent people who were the victims in the World Trade Center.
Yeah, and it was so spectacular too, and it happened right in the middle of all the crazy pundits, and they were all like, "Oh my God, protect us, Mr. Bush! Protect us, Mr. Bush! Mr. Bush! Yeah, I'll protect you." Yeah, that's it. Yeah, where's my book? Where's my pet goat?
Yeah.
Listen, Kevin, I got to let you go because we got the bottom of the hour coming up.
Okay. So
thanks for calling in.
I'll talk to you.
Take care. Ah, always nice to talk to Kevin. You know, these goodbyes are always so awkward. I'm still kind of getting the hang of that, but, you know, whatever. We got a half an hour left in the show anyway, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get in on the action, give me a call, 1-877-443-2366. 1-877-4. Head on, make my life a little easier by giving me a call, and I don't have to yak away for 15, 20 minutes. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here in the Head On Radio Network.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Do you believe the environment is issue number one? Does the idea of genetically modified food cause you to lose your appetite? Do you prefer green over greed? Do rising sea levels and vanishing polar ice cause you concern about our planet and what we are doing to it? Would you like news with attitude on the environment, organics, renewable sources of energy? Well, then join me, John Fox, for Foxed Up. Weekdays, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. in the UK, and 9 a.m. here in Sydney, where conversation radio becomes conservation radio, and we turn it straight up to 11, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, the problem with the so-called professional media has just as much to do with the news they're not telling you than it does with what they do tell you. If, for example, you were to believe what you see on TV or read in the newspapers, you would think that everything is just fine in New Orleans or along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. That's why unreportednews.net is so important. It's not just keeping us informed of the tragedy that's still unfolding on the Gulf Coast, it's helping to do something about it by helping families who have had their lives and livelihoods destroyed. Not just by a terrible natural disaster, but by the callous indifference of the current administration and their wealthy allies in the news media. UnreportedNews.net is taking the initiative to keep us focused on this tragedy, but they can't do it alone. They need your help. So please go to UnreportedNews.net and give what you can, and let others know what's happening there. Because the only thing worse than an unnecessary death is an unmourned one. UnreportedNews.net, your source for real news.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back here on the Cup of Joe Radio show. Once again, I'm your not-so-humble host, Joe Vecchio, yadda-dee-yadda-dee-yadda-dee-yadda-dee. If you're just joining me, why? Where were you the last half hour? What, do you sleep late? It's only 9:30 here in Chicago. It's 10:30 in New York. What are you doing still up? Hey, lazy bum, you. Okay, it's 7:30 on the West Coast. Maybe you're just getting up now. I'll forgive you if you're on the West Coast. I'll forgive you. You know, the thing about it's wonderful, the internet radio, to have it so that we can reach people from all over the world. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been getting emails from people all over the world who listen to the show all over the radio, either live or through iPod or iTunes or through the White Rose Society, whiterosesociety.org, which has my archives. And what's nice, that's really nice that they do that, but the problem is that because you're an internet computer, you're an internet radio show, you have to have a computer to listen to your show for the most part. And you can't get it in your car, and you can't get it in your workplace. I assume nowadays, and I'm not as up on the technology as I should be, I suppose that you could take your iPod and use it to get the show live and maybe stick it into, you know, stick the audio into a radio somewhere at work and get it that way, or put a thing in your car. I think they've got cars that have adapters for stuff like that now. You just stick your iPod or MP3 player or whatever in there. So, who knows? As technology advances, maybe it'll help us reach more people. Because, you know, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I need to get the word out to more people. I need to let more people know and understand that your government is ripping you off. And I'm not saying that as an anti-government thing, because, as you know, for those of you who have listened to my show, I am very pro-government. But I'm not pro-big government or pro-small government. I'm pro-government that's the right size. I'm pro-government that's smart. And I'm pro-understanding that the government and business have a part to play in our lives. There's got to be a balance. And people don't understand that. There are people on the left that think that government is the answer to everything and all solutions at all times. And there are a lot of people on the right, a lot more of them and a lot more with power, that think the free market is the answer to everything. And Walter Reed is a perfect example of why it's not, because it's all being contracted out to civilians who have no real incentive to perform, because it's all cronyism and has nothing to do with performance. And these people say, well, you know, Walter Reed is just a perfect example of government stuff gone bad. And, of course, you know, the toothless, the slack-jawed yokels, they believe, oh, yeah, oh, the government, oh. I'm going to go out and do a sheep there in a minute. But no, ladies and gentlemen, what I want you to do, I want you to imagine every day when you get up in the morning, every day I want you to imagine that George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, their entire administration, the Republican leadership and their financial backers are right there in the House putting a gun to your head and stealing your money, because that's exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And even worse, they're taking your sons and daughters, the ones who admit that they're patriotic and want to go out there and do what they think is the right thing by signing up for the military and going into service. Ladies and gentlemen, right there in front of you, they're taking your kids and they're putting a bullet through their heads. They're just killing them right in front of you. That's exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And they're laughing at you while you're doing it. Now, some people are smart enough to realize this and say, you know, maybe this is not just a good idea. Maybe I made a mistake in voting for this guy. And other people are like, well, I got a lot invested in this guy, so, you know, maybe this time he's telling the truth. And there are some people, you know, if George Bush went on TV tomorrow and said 1 + 1 = 3, they go, yeah, and them math books, they're trying to deceive me. They're again God. You're again God if you say 1 + 1 = 2, because the president just said 1 + 1 = 3. And if the president said, I believe it, and that's all for me, then, you know, the people in Kansas go off to disprove the law of gravity and get shoveled up into space. Idiots, ladies and gentlemen. And I feel sorry for them, because, you know, as I've said before, the difference between the right wing and the left wing, and me in particular, is that the right wing wants us all to be poor and miserable idiots. They like it that way because they have much more control over us. And we fall for it. We have this wonderful work ethic. where we like to believe that if we work hard, we will succeed. And in some cases, that's very, very true. And you know, to some people, that they do very well that way. But for the most part, you work hard, you play by the rules, and you get screwed. And they take advantage of that. And they know it. And they don't care. These guys make their money by basically stealing from you. And when you go out there and you work and you look at your situation at the way you are and you think to yourself, is this what I really wanted out of life? And I want you all to do that, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to take a look at your lives and where you're going and where you've been and say to yourself, is this what I wanted? Is this what I planned for myself when I was, you know, 20, 30 years old? And yet some people continue to say, well, I'm going to vote for Bush. Can he run again? Can I? Let's make him run again. And they got Fred Thompson running, for apparently. And Thompson is always pointed as a moderate, but he's an a-hole. He's one of the most conservative a-holes they had, just because, you know, he was an actor and you know, he knows how to present. He's like, you know, just like Reagan. You know, you get this old grandfatherly image. And I still point to the fact that Fred Thompson played a character on the TV show Roseanne many years ago, when Roseanne, at the very beginning, when Roseanne was working at that plastics factory. And he was the new manager that came in, and he raised the quota up for them because it was one of those manufacturing type of jobs. He raised the quota up through the roof, and it was driving everybody crazy because they were working all this extra time, and you know, and they really couldn't meet the quota. And it was an unreasonable quota, but it was just something, a number he pulled out of his butt. And so Roseanne went to the guy and said, you know, and this the manager was played by Fred Thompson. That's the point I'm trying to make. Roseanne went up to him and said, you know, you really need to knock this off because, you know, there's really no point to it. And he said, well, you know, I'll tell you what, if you keep your mouth shut, because you know how Roseanne is, if you know anything about Roseanne, if you keep your mouth shut and do your job and be nice to me, then I'll lower the quota back down. And reluctantly, because she saw what the effect was having on all of her friends and her family and stuff like that, she agreed to it. And then a couple of weeks later, the SOB just goes and puts the quota back up to where it was before. And Roseanne was furious. She said, we had a deal. And he goes, yeah, well, we had a deal, sweetheart. And now that you're broken, everybody else is going to fall in line. So Roseanne and her friends, they all just quit that day. They all walked out. And the character had like 10 or 12 years invested in that plant. Now, you know, you think, wow, it's just a TV show. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? Things like that happen in the workplace on a daily basis. Maybe not that extreme, maybe not that straightforward, but you have managers and you have bosses out there whose attitude is just like the attitude of that plant manager. There are two doors leading from this room, ladies and gentlemen. One gives a paycheck, the other doesn't. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been unemployed for 2 out of the last 3 years. I have gone through hell in a handbasket. I've lost my wife. I don't have any kind of semblance of a career. And I do this show for nothing. And I do this show, while there's you know, obviously some good vibes about getting some investors, you know what? I'm not counting on it. And I'm just not assuming. I'm doing this because you all need to know what's going on. I do this because you need to have a counter. And if you're a right-winger, ladies and gentlemen, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, if you're a right-winger and you want to call me up and talk to me and tell me how wrong I am, or maybe have an enticing, intelligent discussion about these issues, I have a simple little two-word answer for you. Screw you! I got no desire to talk to you anymore. The time for talking to you is past. You guys make the world stink. Now, you want to call any of the other hosts on this network, they're all very good people, and they'll all give you the time of day, and they'll give you, Bob Kincaid in particular, I know, will sit there and listen very smartly and try to discuss things with you intellectually, even though you're probably not very capable of it. Jeff Allen Wolf, you can call him, you can call Guy James, you can call John Fox, you can call all of them, but don't call me. As I'm fond of saying, I'll debate your head when it's on a pike. Not saying I'm going to go out there and kill you, I'm just saying is when you're out of power, and when we can have a serious, reasonable discussion about issues, about policies, about philosophies, when we can do that, Then I'll do that. Then I'll talk to you. But in the meantime, screw you! Screw you! Well, I want to know why you're there. No, 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 screw you! But don't you think that... No, screw you! That's my answer, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not that bright. I'm not going to sit there and parse words. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I know from experience. I know from personal experience what these guys are up to. And I know from what I know about history what these guys are up to. In their minds, they're the only ones that are human beings. There are three people, basically, ladies and gentlemen, that vote Republican. There are the ones who are in on the scam. There are the ones that want to be in on the scam. And they're the ones that aren't aware that they're being scammed. And that poor sucker that I talked about, who saw 300 six times in 2 days and gets all fired up to go to war, he's going to maybe lose his life. Or cause some innocent Iraqi person to lose their life. Because he bought into it, and he wants to be in on the scam. I got no patience for it anymore. We've been dealing with this shit for, we've been dealing with this stuff for 25, 30 years. Gotta watch the language. And I'm fed up with it. As I'm so fond of saying, I got a bat with so many names on it, I had to get another bat. I'm waiting for pitchfork and torches times, ladies and gentlemen. I am waiting for it. And I may not last long when it comes, but I'm going to take a few people with me. I am not your grandfather's liberal, ladies and gentlemen. I am not a vegetarian. I can talk environmentalism, but you know what? I'm not going to go out and chain myself to a tree because I realize, to me, that's ultimately a futile gesture. But hey, whatever you want to do. My attitude would be, you know, to kick all those companies in the nuts. You got a guy with a chainsaw, kick him in the nuts. If you can get through the chainsaw. Yeah, they're tough guys, I know. We've only got one more segment left. Let's go ahead and take our Puffy Yami Yumi break. And we'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Clyde, Wally, and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive. What's a conversation like on Head On with Bob Kincaid? This is what it's like.
Let's go. Let's talk to our good friend Phil down in Daytona Beach, Florida. Hey, Phil, welcome to the program. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Bob. Good to hear you, too. I want to remind people that the military take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. And when people say they're fighting for our freedom by defending the Constitution, which defines our freedoms and supposedly is there to protect them, that's what it really means. Not doing whatever this outrageous civilian leadership dictates that it does.
Head On with Bob Kincaid. Conversation at its finest. Weeknights, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only at Head On Radio Network and chat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com.
You can
can see that in Alberta, diversity is very strong. You see people from different places, from different backgrounds, and we all have learned to live together. That's why Alberta is a great place to live.
We come from different places, and we have to accept each other because our backgrounds are different, our cultures are different, and we have to understand other people.
I think that our community, being as open as it is, just gives people a chance to really enjoy interaction between different cultures and really get to know each other without making any judgments.
Trabajando juntos podemos lograr la gran diferencia en la comunidad. That it means by working together we can make a big difference in our community.
To find out how you can make a difference, visit helpmakeadifference.com. This message is brought to you by the Government of Alberta and Global Television.
Listening to the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. 10 minutes to go here on the Cup of Joe radio show. 10 minutes or so. Following me will be Jeff Allen Wolf, 3 hours of the Wolf Pack. And if you can survive that, then there are much more shows after that. I keep forgetting our lineup. I gotta put our lineup to memory. Ladies and gentlemen, in no particular order, you've got Jeff Allen Wolf, you've got Guy James, you've got Bruce Birch, you've got John Fox, and you've got Bob Kincaid. I know Bob Kincaid finishes up our daily programming here at the Head On Network. And for those of you who live in certain areas of the country, we are not related to that stupid product, whatever the hell it is, that we see advertised on TV. We are not related to that, and quite frankly, I think we ought to sue those SOBs for stealing our name. Because we've had our name for hell, you know, the Worldwide Welfare Federation finally was able to sue the World Wrestling Federation using their thing, WWF. And I was thinking about that for many years. You know, don't these guys realize that the wrestling group uses the same numbers? And sure enough, they had been suing them for years. And finally, they force it. Mark Levine and Dr. Bill, thank you. My memory before noon is not to be trusted. Any time before noon, my memory is not to be trusted, okay? Just let me make that clear. But ladies and gentlemen, I see so much stuff going on. And I keep talking about it. It's just overload. It's like, what's got to happen before things change? And you've got a situation where the press just goes along. Oh, yeah, sure, whatever he says, fine. Go out and find out what the truth is. What? What? Do my job? I wrote a post, God knows how, I don't know how long back, but it was just basically, what would happen if George W. Bush just went out at a press conference, called a reporter up, and just shot him right in the head? I want to call, this guy up here and talk to him, boom, right in the head. And then watch how the press reacts to it. Well, the president's move was a very bold one for the idea of an informed media. And, they would say, the guy was threatening Mr. Bush, so he had it coming, and I'm glad we had a strong, bold leader who'll go out there and take matters in his own hands. Oh, and here's the latest from Ann Coulter. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, kill him. Kill him. Oh, God. And here's the latest word from Judith Miller, embedded with the troops. My eternity on, ladies and gentlemen. It's such an organized series of perpetual orgasms for these guys. Just fellating and doing oral on each other. And I can just see Zoot from Monty Python and Holy Grail. And then after the spanking, the oral sex. That's actually a quote from a Republican meeting. No, I'm just kidding. After the spanking, the oral sex. And you just get infuriated because you know people like me who are just smart enough to realize, and I'm not that smart, ladies and gentlemen. I don't claim to be a genius. There are things that I know fairly well, and there are things I don't know fairly well. But it's so clear and so obvious to me that I just don't understand why people don't see it. I just don't understand why people don't look at that and say, you know, this is a bunch of BS, isn't it? I can't see it. And, of course, they feel the same way about me. Why, in the Left Behind books, it says, you're all going to hell, and I don't know why you just don't see it, and why you don't want to save your soul by doing everything that we do. And, oh! And my answer, you know, when people like that, my answer is, if heaven is filled with people like you, I have no desire to go there. If you're God's chosen people, then, you know, to hell with God. Jeez. Don't you think you have better taste than that? I mean, you can be an idiot and still be a good person. But your problem is you're an idiot and you're mean. And that is a bad combination. And then you get dudes like Sparta! And he gets killed, and if there's a judgment in the afterlife, and Jesus is going to come and say, what are you, stupid? Jesus has a Brooklyn accent. A lot of people aren't aware of this, ladies and gentlemen. It's a well-known historical fact, or a little-known historical fact, that Jesus had a Brooklyn accent. And he's like, yo, Judas, listen, I need you to do me a favor. Because, you know, and people have been interpreting that. You know, the whole thing with Judas wasn't that Judas betrayed him, but that Jesus told Judas to do what he did. Because Jesus knew it was going to happen, and he needed it to happen for him. He's like, yo, Judas, listen, do me a favor. And then he says, hey, you know, one of you guys going to mess with me? One of you guys going to mess with me? Sam Kennison, the late, great comedian, always had a bit about that. And it's really, it was almost sacrilege to listen to him say it because it was just so straightforward. But he was like, eat me! Suck on this! Here's your last supper! We can't have Jesus saying that. Eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. Man, oh man. And you know, and this is what gets me about Jesus. You look at the life of Jesus and you look at what he did. Jesus never had a steady job. Yeah, he did some work as a carpenter for his dad. But while he was preaching, basically he went to other people's places and, you know, they put him up so he could preach. He never led an army into combat. He never ran a business. He probably didn't have more than 10 baths in his entire life. And if he were walking around today in the same manner that he was walking around back then, he'd be, dirty frickin' hippie. Get a haircut, you hippie. Don't you know nothing about Jesus? Jesus wears a Rolex and a nice suit. That's what he wears. Oh, yeah, boy. And then we got Easter coming up, and that's all mixed in with pagan stuff. You know, chocolate rabbits, bunnies, Easter bunny. What the heck is that? Where does the Easter bunny fall in the Holy Trilogy? There's a Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the Easter bunny. Oh, and Santa Claus on the next level. I always wanted to know, and you know, of course, Christmas, Santa Claus and fir trees. Are there any fir trees in the Middle East? Is there any sanity in this country? Let me get out of here. Listen, the we got a couple minutes left. Let me say my goodbyes. The Head On Radio, Cup of Joe Radio Show is a production of the Head On Radio Network. The lovely Agnes Kincaid running the board for us today in the studios in West Virginia. The Cup of Joe Radio Show is sponsored by UnreportedNews.net, your source for real news about what's going on in Katrina. Than the areas that have been affected by Hurricane Katrina that are still not being taken care of. The Cup of Joe Radio Show's archives can be heard at the White Rose Society. That's whiterosesociety.org. And you can email me at joe@cupjoe.com and email me and tell me you're listening. Just probably have an email sent to me to say, hey, I'm listening. so we can send it to people saying, hey, we got people listening to the show. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe Vecchio of the Cup of Joe Radio Show, Cup of Joe Radio Show saying, hey, 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 get back to work.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
You're listening to the Venture 3 Radio Network.
U.S. troop buildup in Iraq getting bigger. Why? Justice Department says FBI misused Patriot Act. House panel told of warnings about VA. Lawmakers are outraged. House Dems face uphill battle over Iraq. Gingrich admits affair during Clinton probe. Newt is a hypocrite. What would happen if Cheney quit? Russia chides U.S. over rights reports. EU leaders agree to cut greenhouse gases. Britain pushing for Security Council climate debate. If only the U.S. could join in. Guantanamo hearings to start under a cloud of secrecy. Sweden may spy on emails. Pope says much of TV and internet content destructive. The ethical dilemmas of robotics discussed. Can Christian Coalition aid the 08 campaign? Transpartisan Coalition calls for whistleblower hearings. Gates and Buffett top billionaires ranking. And priests to purify sight after Bush visit. Ooh, get the Lysol out. These and all the other issues ahead on the Jeff Allen Wolf Show, starting now.